Hello, hello, hello. This is Lolita E. Walker of lolitawalker.com, and welcome to season one, episode 17. This episode is a special one that is for women because it is your season. Absolutely. Are you ready?
Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger, and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go.
As we approach this season of Thanksgiving, we are kicking off today's episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker & Walker Enterprises. It is, I am armed to face my fears and dare them to stop my joy. Do you remember back on episode 2 about picking up that courage that is right beside you and using it to armor you as you walk into the face of fear? When you are ready to grab your deck of powerful affirmation cards to set your intention every day, go ahead and go to lolitawalker.com/shop. It's a perfect gift for the holidays. But before we get going, I want to give a super shout out to all of you all who are returning. Hey, y'all. Hey, I know you have already pulled up a comfortable seat. And I want to say a super welcome to all of you all who are new to this kitchen table. I do hope this won't be your last time here. So go ahead and hit that subscribe key so you get the notifications every time there's a new episode. Around here, we break things down into 3 layers. The first is coaching. Now, this is where I give you a little bit of soul work. And today I'm going to be giving you these 4 strategies to shift your thinking just a little bit. Next, we go into cocktails. But this is not about what you're sipping on. Mm-mm. This is about you showing up and us celebrating the greatness of who you are. And then finally, we have some good old-fashioned conversations. Now, that could just be with you and I one-on-one, or I have a special invited guest. And today, we are welcoming Miss Shamika Latte. From the south side of Chicago to the pastor of Numa Breathe Ministries, wife, mother of 4, plus 1 on the way, Shamika is a best-selling author. Her publishing company has published over 18 women authors and still counting, okay? One thing Shamika does share in this episode is that a strength she had not always recognized was the power that her voice had to actually move mountains. Now, how many of us here can say that we also haven't yet seen that same strength in ourselves? I can't wait to talk to Shamika, but first we're going to get into this coaching. Are you ready? Right after a word from our sponsor.
Are you ready to make a statement that is as bold as you are? Are you ready to match your outside look with your inside confidence? Well, you might just be ready for a bit of glitz and garb. This small family-owned business is based in Southern Maryland, and they are shipping unique and custom merchandise, both domestically and internationally. When you wear one of their pieces, you are sure to turn heads each and every step that you make. From one-of-a-kind face masks to one-in-two-piece women's couture, they are offering the highest quality merchandise on the market today. Be sure to check out shopglitzandgarb.com for a special savings of 20% at checkout, specifically for the listeners of the Coaching Cocktails and Conversations podcast. That's shop, G-L-I-T-Z, the letter N, G-A-R-B.com, and enter Kitchen Table for your savings today. I can't wait to see you in your glitz and garb.
It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. What if I were to tell you that this is your season? What would you say? Would you laugh? Would you say, absolutely, I know it is? Or would you just kind of look around and say, I don't know if she's really talking to me? In this episode right here, I am going to leave you with 4 strategies on how you can begin to tilt where you are to get to where you want to be. Now, this does not necessarily mean that you're sitting in something that is bad, okay? It doesn't mean that at all. It can also mean that you are ready to simply tilt outside of your comfort zone if that's where you find yourself. There is absolutely no judgment at all over here, okay? When you think of the word season, what do you think about? When you close your eyes and you imagine the seasons, what do you think about? As for me, I think about growth, transition. I think about change and reflection and kind of moving a little bit differently and having this opportunity to pause. Wow, I think about all of those things when I think about the word season. What about you? The exercise that I want to give you today is on how to tilt into your season. And your season is right now. So let's start from the beginning. Did you remember from back in the day when you were in grade school that the reason that we have seasons is really because the earth sits on a tilt. And as it rotates, that gives us different seasons. Did you remember that? I know, random fact. Let's get going. On a sheet of paper, hopefully it's from your CCNC journal that you've already downloaded from lolitawalker.com/podcast. I'd love for you to draw a box, and that box is going to have four quadrants, okay? And it's going to represent our four seasons: summer, spring, winter, fall. Now, in each of those four quadrants, this is where the fun starts, okay? I want you to write only one thing in each season that you absolutely love. Something that brings you joy, something that makes you smile, one thing about every season. And press pause if you need to, just to think about it a little bit. Now, for instance, when I think of fall, I think of the trees and the foliage. It makes me just think of change. This new season is coming and I have an opportunity to shed all of the old and then be excited about what's coming new. For the summer, for instance, I absolutely love the summer. I love the sun. I love the water. And that makes me my calmest and my most creative. For the springtime, I kind of like that you could still go out with just a sweatshirt on and you don't have to do too much. I enjoy that. And then winter. It's hard for me to find something that I absolutely love in the winter because it is too cold for me. I will just let you know that right now. But something that I do love in the winter is I love looking out and seeing the trees with the snow glistening off of them. I think it's so beautiful, the first snow, and that's something that makes me feel really free. See, that wasn't difficult. So for you, what is it about each season that you like? And then what you're going to do when you have time, not right now, but when you have time and you sit down with your soul work, I want you to think about each of those and now think about you make up all the seasons. That's the beauty of the unique and complex individual that you are. We encompass all of this. So how are you going to tilt into each of these boxes in your season? You are standing in the middle of that intersection between each and every one of those seasons on your paper. When you are there, how are you going to tilt inside of each of these spaces? How do you feel when you're in each of those spaces that you just talked about? How do I feel when I'm looking out and the snow is glistening off the trees? How do I feel when I'm laying down in the sun and I can hear the ocean just going in the summertime? How do I feel when I just have to put on a sweatshirt and go outside in the brisk air? How do I feel when I see all of that fall foliage and it's just so amazing and beautiful to me? The feeling that you have, I now want you to write underneath the one thing that you love. And the work now is how do we tilt into each of those, because now it is our season. So these are the four strategies that I want to leave you with today. The first is to remember that tomorrow is not promised. Okay. The reason why I had you do this activity is because I want you to think about how you feel in each of those seasons and how we can get a part of that feeling today. Knowing that tomorrow is not promised, how am I going to bring these feelings into my everyday? How can I have intention in it? Because it is my season. That I is about I am. It's about owning your core values and your strengths because you're standing on this foundation, right? You are standing on a foundation that is you. I want you to own I am. So for me, I am Lolita Emmanuel Walker. Who are you and what do you stand for? I know who I am and I know that tomorrow's not promised. I know what I love in each of these quadrants. How can I get a piece of each of that today? And then for that L, I want to lay down the hurt and leave it at that bus stop Remember that episode I did with Ingrid Clay on resilience? And how long are you going to stay at that bus stop, lay down that hurt and leave it right there where it is? Because now you're tilting. You're tilting a little differently. You're tilting in your I am. You're tilting because tomorrow's not promising. You're going to lay down your hurt as you move forward. And T is about telling your story. It's yours. You tell your narrative. You're owning it. We are living in a place where if we are not careful, others are going to begin to tell our stories before we even have a chance to blink. We can be out, somebody takes a video, somebody edits it differently for the world to see. But guess what? You show up in your right now because you're tilting in all these seasons because you are the compilation of them. You are the season. My season is right now, and I'm taking pieces of the four seasons that you might be thinking of, and I'm bringing it into my intention today. Because I will live in my be free. I know that tomorrow's not promised. I know that I'm living in my I am, right? I understand what my truth is. I'm laying down that hurt and I'm leaving it right here. And I'm moving on and telling my story and telling my narrative. Because guess what? I'm tilting. And those are your four strategies. So that's what I'm leaving you with today. I hope that makes you think a little differently about how you can tilt, right? 2021 is right around the corner. How are you going to tilt into 2021 differently? What is your intention for 2021? How are you going to move in those spaces and ensure that what brings you the most joy in each of the four quadrants that we just talked about is a way that you can walk and achieve your goals for 2021? All right, that's your soul work for today. It's time for some cocktails. Ooh, what are we celebrating today? What are we celebrating today? Well, one, I hope you enjoyed that exercise and it has challenged you a little bit differently, as always. I truly, truly pray that it did. And let's celebrate our tilt. Here is a cheers to that. Come on, tilt, as we go into 2021, as we finish up 2020. Yes, it is time for a tilt, right? It is time for us to tilt into a new year. And here's another cheers to Candy Cakes NYC. Yes, I'm shouting you out. And here is the cheers to you. Woohoo! Thank you for your review. It was absolutely amazing. Made my night. You are my small win for today. Look at that. And everyone else who has left a review. And if you haven't and you're getting something from these, go ahead and put something up in that 5-star review. Why do I ask that? Because everybody looks at reviews before they listen to a podcast. So I want to make sure that you can gift your words to somebody else. So here is a cheers to Thanksgiving and you waking up on Thanksgiving morning and simply saying thank you, sitting in your gratitude. I'm giving you a cheers for that. It has been a very tough 2020 for many. And this is an opportunity for us to say thank you and gift a bit of gratitude for where we are in this space, the good and the bad. It's time for some good old fashioned conversations. Hey, Shamika, and welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. I am so excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Lolita, for having me. I'm excited about this conversation, girl.
Yes, we have been talking about this being your season. And before we jump into it, I just want to ask you to just introduce yourself a little bit to the folks we have around the kitchen table today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It is me, Shamika Latte, the Root Coach, and I'm super excited about being here and having these conversations. I just really feel like when we talk, girl talk, you hear what I'm saying? We help the next woman to really up her game, help her go to the next level. And I am definitely all about building women. I am the founder and CEO of Women Who Lead Connect, a membership for women that I help their business and personal brands. We do everything from spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, and financial growth. And my twist, for God's glory. I literally feel like everything that we do, we can give God the glory. And when we do that, we are literally unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I feel it. I hear all of that. So this is perfect, right? That we are talking about really how to maneuver in your season and how to embrace it even when you're not feeling it. Let's just start there. You work with women from the root. So talk to me a little bit about when you say you're a root coach, what does that mean?
I help women to really identify their strength, their weaknesses and the woman that they need to become. Let me tell you this. I was at a place of my life in my singlehood because I'm a mom, I'm a wife. I'm not just a mom, I'm a mom of four and one baby on the way. You hear what I'm saying? So I'm really about really pushing and maneuvering through the obstacles in life. When I talk to women and helping them to get to the root, let me tell you, it is not easy being a woman in business, being a mom and being a wife, but really helping them to say, where did it start? Where did the insecurity start? Where did you lose your faith? Where's your dream at? So I really helped them to get to the place, the foundational place where the seed that was sown, whether it was great, whether it was bad, or whether it was indifferent, and help them to grow from that area. Because I really feel if you can identify some key areas in your life, you can literally grow from that area and become that flower that you need to be. And everything happens from the root right there, the tree. It grows from underneath the dirt, all the ugly stuff in the darkness. And those places to really help her to say, I'm going to dig deep. I'm going to dig deeper and deep to the roots that connect. I'm going to pull it up from that top. I'm going to get all the way down in there. And then I'm going to grow from there. I'm going to pull up every dark spot, every area of pain, every area of insecurity. I'm about to become the woman that I know that I see, the woman that I know I need to become to help the next woman become the woman she always wanted to be.
I love that. Yes. And I heard you say some things that I've already talked to them about at the kitchen table, which is growth. I heard you say foundation. I heard you say really pulling from the deepness in the darkness of where you might be in order to come up to the light. You talked about a tree. So I love all of that. And I love that you work with women in order to pull all those things. Let's talk about seasons. When you hear the word season and you hear about embracing your season, what do you just think of automatically? Because it's not that easy.
You know what? One of the things that I'm teaching right now is to live fulfilled and to die empty every single day. Not waiting for the 5-year plan, not waiting for the 10-year plan, but what can you do today that you can fulfill and that you can die empty? I know that tomorrow isn't promised. We know that tomorrow can change. We can make plans. It can be totally different. But what can you do in this moment? How can you embrace this moment and make it the best that you can make it without regret? I don't look at seasons as the four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall. Right now, technology is moving fast. I'm moving fast. Mm-hmm. It's shifting. I'm going with the shift. And it's just like, how can you be happy now? Not tomorrow when you get the ring, when you get the car, but how can you feel complete and whole within yourself right now and really get yourself to that mindset to say, it's okay. What I can do right now to be a success story, that's who I'm going to be.
I like that you said not really concentrating too much on the seasons. When I talked about the seasons, I did talk about summer, fall, spring, and winter, because what it does is it gives you that representation of that shift, of that tilt. But I love the notion of you got to move how you're moving, because the T and tilt of these four strategies that I talked to them about was, guess what? Tomorrow is not promised. And we have got to exactly what you said, is to live today without regret. To live today in your most be free, because your season, guess when it is? Right now, right?
Now.
It's right now and it's happening. So when someone comes to you and they're down in the dumps, they're in the darkness of their roots, what's some of the things that you might work with them on?
You know what? What's your truth? What's your truth? Why do you feel like you are down in the dump? Why do you feel all hope is gone? If we can get to the place of authenticity in our life, and be truth about our pain instead of putting up facades, instead of looking to what the world say you're supposed to look like at the age, you know, our biological clock is ticking. I don't believe in that. I just don't believe in that anymore. I can have a baby when I want. I can buy my car. I can buy my house when I want. I can do all of that in its timing and I'm good. So I always say, what is it? Why do you feel this way? I give them an opportunity that sometimes a lot of people don't give them, the opportunity to really use their voice. We all have a voice. And sometimes it is silenced because of things that we have been through. I get them to a place to really say, you're not speaking because this happened. Mm-hmm. This silenced you in that area. Come on, what did it make you feel like? It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be upset. Absolutely. It's okay to feel underachieved or overachieved. It's okay not to have the degree, because God can do, God can do the impossible. Mm-hmm. He can use you right as you are with what you have and make you a success story. I call it the uncommon woman. God can use the uncommon woman to do extraordinary things. I think that we all have that uncommon characteristic about us that we can look and say, man, I wasn't supposed to get that, but it still happened for me. Mm-hmm. I see so many people, Lolita, who don't have degrees, but are millionaires. Mm-hmm. I see women who, growing up, we might be like, how did she get him? We call that a little bit uncommon. It's like, look, you can't define me. You can't put me in a box. So tell your truth, because it's the truth of your story that's really going to set you free. Mm-hmm. We heard that the truth set us free. Because once you get your truth, you will push past embarrassment. You will push past shame. You will push past the very thing that tried to destroy you. And you'll realize that it never could kill you. Girl.
Let me tell you, where's my ding, 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 okay? This is taking them to church. Ding, 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 ding. It's so great to vibe with someone who gets it. Where when we talk about empowerment, just even to talk about the word empower, you know, I hear so many people say, well, I don't believe in empowerment. It's this buzzword right now. But what I will tell you is that when you think about gifting someone your power, it's not because they don't already have it. It's because you are possessing it and you are filled right now. And so you want to shift that onto them so that they now can remember their greatness. When I hear about empowering women, because this right here, we are talking to women. And if you are a man and you're listening, I want you to make sure that you tap on a woman and let her know that she should be here and listening to this, because it is about recognizing that this is your season. So far, to catch everybody back up in case they missed any little tidbits, you've already talked about the root, the darkness that could be there. Coming out of that, we talked about this is your season and making no excuses about it and then sitting in it. Let me ask you this. Now that a woman has said, listen, I'm down in the dumps and now you help me to see my light, how do you help women to stay in that light?
Girl, I'm like, what's your gift?
Absolutely.
Come on, because our gifts make room for us, right?
Yes,
right. Come on. What I've learned lately, and because I'm always getting myself in my sidewalk university, so I'm always in the sidewalk of CEUs of education and really listening to people who have grown and triumphed over some things. You can get fired from a job, but you can't get fired from your work. And your work is your gift. Mm-hmm. When I speak to a woman, once she see her light, I can cultivate the gift that is on the inside of her and see herself in a predestined place. I would say that God has her here, which we call it our purpose, because I'm no longer caught in my pain. I am now free, free to live, free to forgive, free to forgive, free to move forward. Because once you start operating in your vein, your strength, like, I know, oh, I love talk, but I know when I talk, I love pouring in. I have seen women who didn't know they had wings and watched them fly.
Absolutely. When you are living in your purpose, then you find the passion and the things that are really, really true. When I talked about this tilt, the seasons changing and the reason that they do, this T, this I, this L, this T, the first T was that tomorrow is not promised. The I right there is all about I am. And owning who you are as an individual, owning your strengths, owning your core values. And you just talked about that right there. One of my core values is faith. You got to always come back to what your core values are. And exactly what you were just saying is, because when you get fired, guess what? You're standing on that. This is where it all is. And then when we talk about that L, what I talk to them about is laying down that hurt. Lay it down and leave it at the bus stop. Because guess what? This one life you got right here, this one right here, is moving and you need to be inside of it. That's why I absolutely love the passion and the purpose that you're bringing here. And then that last T that I talked to them about was to tell your own narrative. You tell your own story. We are moving in an environment where we need to own that. I want to talk to you about the question on owning your season. What does that feel like to you? Owning your season when you just don't feel like it anymore. You sitting inside this circumstance and you like, oh, I can't get out of it. How are you owning it?
I love that word owning. I believe that we definitely have to be self-motivators. Mm-hmm. We either have to train ourselves to be self-motivators or it's innate. But one of the things that I say is that we all have to learn either how to find it or utilize it, which is owning your power. Mm-hmm. Owning your power. And that's the very thing that's already in you. Mm-hmm. Use it. I tell people, they're just like, oh man, this makes me fearful or this. I'm like, well, use that fear. Absolutely. Embrace that moment and use that fear.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to tell nobody, you know what? My first live on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever mm-hmm. case it is, you get on there. Hey, my name is such and such. I'm scared as heck to be before you, but I know it's something that I have to do. You're going to relate to somebody. Yep. But your voice, like you said, your story, your narrative mm-hmm. is so powerful that it's so connected to somebody else's prayer.
Yes.
Somebody else's yes. unanswered prayer.
Absolutely.
Somebody else's need to get out of their own crutch.
Absolutely.
Girl.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, it is. If you really think back, everybody listening has been a witness to this right here of you going through something and you coming out of it. And somebody along the way, it might not have been right then, has said to you, you know what? Something you did helped me out. It might have only happened one time in your life, but I guarantee you, if you sit down and take a think about this, you are a role model every single day. And your lowest is somebody else's high. Your highest is somebody else's low. So we're going to continue to push and push. No, I absolutely love that. Yes, I'm getting shiveries right here talking.
Come on.
So I know that we could talk about this forever because we are sitting in the power of right now and I can feel the energy. But listen, we have this come as you all round over here and I'm going to just throw questions at you and I just want you to come back with whatever it is you're thinking right then. You ready?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay, let's do it. What is one strength that you possess that you didn't always recognize was a strength?
I would say my voice.
Mm.
I didn't always recognize that my voice was a strength. Let me tell you, from the south side of Chicago, lingo from the hood, I didn't know that I can speak the way that I speak and still move mountains.
Mm.
And I realized that I didn't have to change my voice. I didn't have to change my dialect. I didn't have to change my hood mm-hmm. to change the world around me.
Absolutely.
Somebody needed it.
Somebody needed it right there. And they received it. You know, I love that because oftentimes folks talk about authenticity and what that looks like. Are we code shifting? And what I do believe is that when you are walking in your passion, then you are going to naturally be your authentic self. And that's all you can give. That's all you can possibly give. But I believe that it's through so much self-discovery.
You know, I always knew that there was something special about me.
Mm-hmm.
I've always kind of walked in that. But sometimes on the inside, you'd just be like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I never let the insecurities, I don't even think that I knew they were insecurities. Mm-hmm. I just never let the thoughts consume me so much that I wouldn't get out on the dance floor and dance.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge came, I believe, with social media. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I gotta get on TV. Now, I've done 36 city tours. I've been in movies, performing arts, but it was something about, like I said, that voice, that strength of my voice. What if somebody hear it? I can learn mm-hmm. a line, but I knew that I wanted to do it for years. But the fear of being judged, the fear yeah. of what if I don't say the right thing? What if I make a mistake? And I was like, but I have to do it. That was a turning point for me to say, now it's time for you to go to the next level. Mm-hmm. Everything that I thought, every fear that was going to happen, it didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. What is one barrier that you would say is still in the way of you leaping beyond where you're standing today?
Girl, you know what? I'm thinking on the level of, I really go after a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I had a impoverished mindset growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I had a impoverished mindset with always just barely getting by. Mm-hmm. I grew up with that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm breaking that. It was just more like, hey, don't go and buy that. Grandma has this. Don't go and get this for the house. Auntie has this in her basement. So it was always, I grew up with that mentality from my mom and grandma. Everybody's borrowing, trying to make life work. And one of the things that my husband told me is that you are valuable. Where you need to go, you need the best. What I realized is that I had a impoverished mindset that would say, oh, because I had DIY skills, oh, you can just make that. Oh, you can just do that. So I'm breaking that off of me. And now I'm like, girl, you need to go and buy ads. Just don't be your own ad. Go and buy some ads. And I'm talking this way because social media is here to be able to engage and be able to take our business to the next level. I'm going to invest more in me. I was usually spend more on other people than I would spend on myself. You know, and my husband's like, you don't have time for that. So it wasn't like I didn't have the things. My mindset was just so poor when it came to investing. It would cause me to procrastinate and not go after fully what I needed to do. The results that I can get in 2 days might take me 2 months because the mindset wasn't there. But the mindset has changed now, honey.
Yes.
The mindset is different now. Get it now. Because God always came through. He always came through. And the thing was, it wasn't like I wasn't good, you know, like a faithful over my money or faithful. I was committed to being faithful. I was committed to break off of how I was trained.
Yeah.
Literally.
Generational stigmas, generational teachings, the things that we learn as we're growing up, we absolutely take with us. And I think what I heard is that the impoverished mindset is more like investing in me for the good of me to grow me. I really truly believe that when you are clear on where it is that you want to go, then you can make the right choices on where you're going to invest and how you're going to invest in you. I challenge everybody listening to ask yourself, where are you placing your impoverished mindset? And it might not just be your funds, right? It might be your thinking. It might be the way you're speaking. It might be anything that's holding you back from getting to that envision. But I love really challenging, what are you still doing that you did growing up that is not serving you in the way of how you want to move forward? That's what I really heard. And I think that that's some work that we've done over time here too. So I really love that thinking to challenge your mindset differently, y'all, because that's what it's all about. That's what coaching, cocktails, conversations is all about. That's what getting to the root of anything is all about. That is why embracing your season, embracing your right now, no matter the circumstance, is so imperative. It is knowing and getting clear. Hashtag absolutely.
Yes.
The next is, we give a cheers to everything on this show. Listen, I'm all about celebrating the wins, all about celebrating the moments. Because as we've talked right here, we have already talked about so many moments and so many things we can say thank you for. So today we are doing a cheers. And I want to know if you were to give a cheers to the folks around this kitchen table today, because they already pumped up. Okay. What would you say?
Cheers to you being you, an original masterpiece. Mm-hmm. Cheers to you in advance for getting up, getting out, and getting what you want done. Yes. Starting it and finishing that thing to the end. And once you finish that, cheers to you for knowing how to get up and do the next doggone thing. Okay. You hear me?
Okay, I love it. Folks are on fire right now, and I absolutely love it. Make sure everybody that's listening in, please send in your questions. We would love to have them. Hit us up. And don't forget to leave an amazing 5-star review for this podcast, Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations, if you were able to pull anything out of tonight. And I know you were. So I can't wait to read it. And here is a super special shout out to Candy Cakes NYC. I am just seeing this review now, so I am super excited. This is number 56, and it says, this show is pragmatic, smart, and real. Lolita is a fantastic interviewer. She asks compelling questions, and she lays down honest, valuable feedback and response. She's also wise with a magnetic personality. This show will upgrade you. Thank you so much, Candy Cakes NYC. Can you just hear my smile across my face? I am so excited that you decided to write a review, and I so appreciate you for doing that. And I'm so glad that my words are able to resonate with you. Shamika, how can they get in touch with you?
Definitely womenwholeadconnect.com. Hit the subscribe, send an email. You can also get in contact with me on Facebook and Instagram at I Am Shamika Latte. IAMSHAMECALATAI. And if you want to put a .com after that, that is my other website. And email me at buildingthebestyou@IAMShamikaLatte.com.
Well, this was amazing. I am so excited that you had the opportunity to stop by this kitchen table. I think we have left this audience with amazing tidbits and how to really sit inside their season, how to embrace it. And ladies, listen, this was all for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lolita.
Yes.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.